insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
تبارك الذي شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويجعل لك قصورا
Blessed is he who, if he willed, could have made for you something better than that, gardens beneath which rivers flow, and could make for you palaces.
The 10th verse starts saying, تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ويجعل لك قصورا. Blessed is he, if that were his will, could give you better things than all that, gardens beneath which rivers flow, and he will give you palaces. This verse is addressing the Holy Prophet, and it has the intention of scorning the pagans' words and saying that they are unanswerable. Except Allah, who is it that has given gardens and palaces to them? Basically, except Allah, if we look closely, we can understand that there is no one who has created all of these beauties and blessings. And the question is, cannot such a powerful and mighty Allah provide better than those for you, the Prophet? But he does not want people to think that the personality of the Prophet ﷺ depends on wealth. He does not want the people to falsely believe that the character of the Prophet is connected to money, garden, and palace. He wants the life of the Prophet ﷺ to be the like of the life of common people, the oppressed, the poor, so that he will be a sanctuary for all of them, so that they will look at the kind of life he, as the Prophet, is having among them. But why it is said that gardens and palaces are better than what they wanted? For treasure by itself does not resolve all the problems and difficulties, but it must be changed to gardens and palaces by a lot of trouble. Moreover, they said that this Prophet ﷺ must have a garden to sustain him. But the Holy Quran says, تبارك الذي إن شاء جعل لك خيرا من ذلك. Blessed is he who, if that were his will, could give you better things than all that. And then it continues, جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. gardens beneath which rivers flow, and he will give you palaces, وَيَجْعَلْ لَكَ قُصُورًا. The aim of Prophet's mission is something else. It is not these things.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
word. In this series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran. By Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
There is a sermon from Imam Ali alayhi salam that we find this matter completely and explicitly expressed. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the 192nd sermon, says, when Musa, the son of Imran, went to Pharaoh along with his brother Harun, wearing shirts of wool and holding sticks in their hands, they guaranteed him retention of his country and continuity of his honor if he submitted. But he said, do you not wonder that these two men who guaranteed me the continuity of my honor and the retention of my country, although you see their poverty and loneliness, why don't I see gold on their wrists? He said so feeling proud of his gold and proud of his collected possessions and belittled wool and wearing woolen shirts. When Allah the Glorified deputed his prophets, if he had wished to open for them the doors of treasures and mines of gold and surrounded them with planted gardens and to collect around them birds of the skies and beasts of the earth, he would have done so. If he had done so, then there would have been no trial, no recompense, no tidings about the affairs of the next world. Those who accepted his message could not be given the recompense falling due after trial, and the believers could not deserve the rewards for the good acts. And in fact, all these words would not have retained their meanings. But Allah the Glorified makes His prophets firm in their determination. He gives them weakness of the appearance as seen from the eyes, along with the contentment that fills the hearts and the eyes. This is how the believers must believe the Prophet. This is how the system of rewarding and chastisement of the Almighty Allah works. We'll continue, God willing, talking about this verse in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.